USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban the terrorist organization will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday declined to guarantee all Americans and eligible refugees in Afghanistan will be flown out by the end of the month.
Our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes. And we're going to do that in an expeditious fashion. That is the focus of the President, of our Secretary of Defense, of our Secretary of State, and everybody on our national security team. So that is where we will keep our efforts.
Commanders on the ground in Kabul have told associates the Taliban has a ring outside the airport and won't let anyone inside it. It looks like Tim Tebow's second NFL career has come to an end. The former football star, who sought a return to the sport after a six-year hiatus, was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars Tuesday morning. The team tried to move Tebow from quarterback to tight end. The 34-year-old responded to the team's decision in a series of tweets, being thankful for the highs and even the lows. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The women in Afghanistan will suffer from the sudden collapse of the Afghanistan Provisional Government to the Taliban. Afghan journalist Nazra Karimi on Fox News remembers what life was like with the Taliban in power.
I remember the bad memories in 1996. The memory came, I think the emotional came from 1996 when I was in Peshawar, close to Afghanistan, because I remember all Taliban activity, all Taliban ideology, all Taliban policy, and the same time everything repeat and again Taliban capture overall in Afghanistan, and it remind me on that time that I been in Afghanistan, my family were in Afghanistan. It was really, really bad situation. That's why emotionally I raised my voice. Actually it was not my voice, it was voice for voiceless women in Afghanistan. Although I'm in United States nowadays, I'm safe, I'm okay, but still physically I'm here, but still I think about my suffered woman. That's why I raise my voice and ask for Mr. Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, that where is President Ghani? Why President Ghani left alone Afghan people, Afghan suffered people? Because United States has responsibility.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.